Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 9, The Opulences of Krishna, Part 1, The Spiritual Sky. Since Lord Chaitanya is especially merciful to the innocent, unsophisticated persons, his name is also Patita Pavana, the deliverer of the most fallen conditioned souls. Although a conditioned soul may be fallen to the lowest position, it is possible for him or her to advance in spiritual science if he or she is innocent. Sanatana Goswami was considered to be fallen according to the Hindu social system because he was in the service of the Mohammedan government. Indeed, Sanatana had even been excommunicated from Brahminical society due to this employment. But because Sanatana was a sincere soul, Lord Chaitanya showed Sanatana special favor by granting him a wealth of spiritual information. Lord Chaitanya next explained the situation of different spiritual planets in the spiritual sky. These spiritual planets are also known as Vaikuntha planets. The universes of the material creation have a limited length and breadth. But as far as the Vaikuntha planets are concerned, there is no limitation to their dimensions because they are spiritual. Lord Chaitanya informed Sanatana Goswami that the length and breadth of each and every Vaikuntha planet is millions and billions of miles, and each of these planets is unlimitedly expanded, and in each and every one of them there are residents who are full in all the six opulences, wealth, strength, knowledge, beauty, fame, and renunciation. In each and every one of these Vaikuntha planets, an expansion of Krishna has his eternal abode, and Krishna himself has his original eternal abode, which is called Krishna Loka or Goloka Vrindavan. In this universe, even the largest planet lies in one corner of outer space. Although the sun is thousands of times larger than the earth, it still lies in one corner of outer space. And so, similarly, each of the infinite planets, although unlimited in length and breadth, lie in a corner of the spiritual sky known as the Brahma Jyoti. In Brahma Samhita, this Brahma Jyoti is described as Nishkalam Anantam Ashesha Bhutam, or undivided and unlimited, and without any trace of the material modes of nature. All of the Vaikuntha planets are like the petals of a lotus flower, and the principal part of that lotus is called Krishna Loka or Goloka Vrindavan, and is the center of all the Vaikunthas. Thus, the expansions of Krishna in various forms as described herein, as well as Krishna's various abodes on the spiritual planets in the spiritual sky, are unlimited. And even demigods like Lord Brahma and Shiva cannot see or even estimate the extent of the Vaikuntha planets. This is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam in the 10th canto, the prayers of Lord Brahma. No one can estimate the length and breadth of all the Vaikuntha planets. Thus, it is stated, that not only demigods like Brahma and Shiva are unable to make such an estimate, but even Lord Anantadeva, the very incarnation of the Lord's opulence of strength, cannot ascertain any limit to the Lord's potency or to the area of the different Vaikuntha planets. The prayers of Lord Brahma, mentioned in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, are very convincing in this connection, for therein Lord Brahma admits, Koveti Bhuman Bhagavan Paratman Yogeshvarotir Bhavatastri Lokyam Kva Va Katang Va Kati Va Kadeti Vistarayan Kridasi Yoga Mayam. O my dear Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, O Supersoul, O Master of all mystic powers, no one can know or explain your expansions, which you manifest by your Yoga Maya energy. These expansions extend throughout the three worlds. And Lord Brahma also says in his prayers, Gunatmanastepi gunan vimatum hittavatirinnasya ka ishirsya kalena yayava vimata sukalpire bupangshava ke mihika jubasa. Scientists and other learned men cannot even estimate the atomic constitution of one single planet. And even if they could count the molecules of snow in the sky or the number of stars in outer space, still they cannot estimate how it is that you descend on this earth or in this universe with your innumerable transcendental potencies, energies, and qualities. Lord Brahma informed his son Narada that none of the great sages, including himself, could estimate the potential strength and energy of the Supreme Lord. Lord Brahma admitted that even if Anantadeva, with his thousands of tongues, tried to estimate the Lord's energies, Anantadeva would fail. Therefore, the personified Vedas also prayed, My Lord, you are unlimited, and no one has estimated the extent of your potencies. I think that even you yourself do not know the range of your potential energies, for unlimited planets float in the sky just like atoms, and great Vedantists who are engaged in research to find you, discover that everything is different from you. Thus, they finally decide that you are everything. Once, when Lord Krishna was within this universe, Lord Brahma played a trick on Krishna in order to confirm that the cowherder boy in Vrindavan was actually Krishna himself. And by his mystic power, Lord Brahma stole all the cows, calves, and cowherder friends of Krishna and hid them in a cave. However, when Lord Brahma returned to see what Krishna was doing alone, Lord Brahma saw that Krishna was still playing with the very same cows, calves, and cowherder boys. In other words, by his Vaikuntha potency, Lord Krishna had expanded all the stolen cows, calves, and boyfriends. Indeed, Lord Brahma saw millions and billions of them, and Brahma also saw millions and billions of tons of sugarcane and fruit, lotus flowers, and horns. The cowherder boys were decorated with various clothes and ornaments, and no one could count their vast numbers. Indeed, Lord Brahma saw that each of the cowherder boys had become a four-handed Narayana like the predominating deity of each Brahmanda, and And Lord Brahma also saw that innumerable Brahmas were also engaged in offering obeisances to Krishna. Brahma saw that all of them were emanating from the body of Krishna. And after a second, they were also entering back into Krishna's body. Thus, Lord Brahma became struck with wonder, and in his prayers he admitted that although anyone and everyone could say that they knew about Krishna, as far as he himself was concerned, Lord Brahma did not know anything about Krishna. Oh, my dear Lord, the potencies and opulences which you have exhibited just now are beyond the ability of my mind to understand. Lord Chaitanya further explained that not only Krishna Loka, but even Vrindavana, Lord Krishna's abode on this planet, cannot be estimated as far as potency is concerned. From one point of view, Vrindavan is estimated to be 32 square miles in area, and yet, in one part of this Vrindavan, all the Vaikunthas exist. The area of the present Vrindavan and Vrindavan city is estimated to be about 16 kroshas, or 32 miles. So, how it is that all the Vaikunthas exist there is beyond material calculation. Thus, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu proclaimed the potencies and opulences of Krishna to be unlimited. And whatever Lord Chaitanya told Sanatana Goswami was only partial. But by such a partial presentation, one can try to imagine the whole. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 9, The Opulences of Krishna, Part 1, The Spiritual Sky, recorded July 22, 2021, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.